Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Ben Burney. What I want to do is play a number of recordings from 1924 to 1927. The Jelly Roll Morton site has a series of articles about musicians and conductors that were registered for the World War I draft, and Mike Maddings has been collecting copies of the draft registration cards and has asked several people to write articles about the individuals who had registered, the musicians who had registered in World War I. And I have an article coming out very soon on Ben Burney. Now let me read what I wrote for that particular website. Ben Burney, the old maestro, band leader, composer, parentheses, Sweet Georgia Brown, and radio personality, was born Benjamin Anzelewicz on May 30, 1891, probably in New York City. His parents, Julius and Anna, born in Russia, had 11 children. The family lived in Bayonne, New Jersey, from 1897 to 1904. The 1900 U.S. Census for Bayonne, New Jersey, reports that Benjamin, last name spelled Anzeloert, was born in New Jersey. According to the 1910 U.S. Census for New York, Benjamin, last name spelled Anzelowitz, was born in Pennsylvania. His obituary in the New York Times tells us that he was born on Attorney Street on the Lower East Side of New York City. Ben Burney, in his draft registration card with his last name spelled Anzelowitz, gives New York as his place of birth. In addition, he states that he provides partial support for relatives, full support for his wife, and that he suffers of spinal trouble. Little Ben was a prodigy on violin. He appeared at Carnegie Hall when he was 14 years old. At 15, he was teaching violin at the Mozart School of Music. He studied engineering for 3 years in local colleges. From 1910 to 1914, he toured in the vaudeville circuit, first as a single, the eccentric violinist, then as a violin accordion team, the Fiddle Up Boys with Charles Cress. Back in New York, Ben Burney teamed up with Phil Baker. They appeared in 1914-1918 as Burney and Baker. Let's get started with the music. I will read the remaining part of my contribution to the Ben Burney draft registration card page after I play a couple of recordings. First, from December 11, 1924, Mandy. The composition of the band and all of the discographical information that I'm giving here is from Brian Rust's American Dance Band discography. Consists of Donald Bryan and Harold Rarig on trumpet, Frank Salo on trombone, Mickey McCullough and Len Cavish, clarinet, alto sax, Jack Pettis, clarinet, C melody, tenor sax, Ben Burney, violin and leader, Al Goring, and Jake and Sisson on piano, Paul Naito on banjo, Al Armour on brass bass, Sam Fink on drums, and that's about it. I will follow that with a recording from December 23rd, 1924. Correction. From January 7, 1925, why couldn't it be Poor Little Me? The December 23rd, 1924 date that I gave was the first time that the band recorded Why Couldn't It Be Poor Little Me, but that was rejected, and it was remade again on January 7, 1925. So let's listen then to a couple of recordings by Ben Burney in 1924 and 1925. Thank you. I love those acoustic recordings. They are terrific. There is a special sound associated with them that really gets to me. There was a nice piano solo by Al Goering in Mandy. Al Goering joined up with Ben Burney in 1922 and remained with him until the late 1930s, except for a short period in 1938 where he joined Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra in California. Al Goering not only was an excellent pianist, but he was also a terrific arranger. You also can hear Jack Pettis's special sound in the second selection that I play, Why Couldn't It Be Poor Little Me? Okay, let's bring in another couple of recordings, and then I'll read some more from the draft registration card article. Next recording is from August 10, 1925. Yes, Sir, That's My Baby, a quintessential 1920s tune. The band here consists of Donald Bryan and Bill Moore on trumpet, Frank Sarlo on trombone, Len Cavash and Norman Ronimus on clarinet or alto sax, Jack Pettis on clarinet, C melody, tenor sax, Ben Burney violin leader, Nick Gerlach on violin, Oscar Levant and Al Goering on piano, Paul Nitto on banjo, Max Rosen on brass bass, Sam Fink on drums. I will follow that with the Bell Hopping Blues. Composition of the band is the same, and that was recorded on January 29, 1926. And you can hear Bill Moore pretty well in that recording. Bill Moore was with the California Ramblers for a number of years, and has a very good style of trumpet playing. So let's listen then to a couple of recordings by Ben Burney and his Biltmore Hotel Orchestra from 1925 and from 1926. Thank you. I like that arrangement very much. It seems to me that it is rather advanced for early January 1926. And I believe that the piano solo there is by Oscar Levant, maybe a little bit of Gershwin reminiscences there. Who knows? Well, let me continue reading about Ben Burney from my article for the draft registration cards. In 1922, Ben organized his first band and was given a six-week contract at the opening of the Hotel Roosevelt on September 27, 1924. And this reminds me that I made a mistake when I said Ben Burney and his Biltmore Hotel Orchestra. It was not the Biltmore Hotel Orchestra, it was the Roosevelt Hotel Orchestra. Anyway, the band stayed at the Roosevelt for several years and was replaced in 1929 by Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. Some of the musicians in Burney's band were saxophonist Jack Pettis, trumpeter Bill Moore, and pianist Oscar Levant. In early 1925, Oscar Levant was playing in a six-piece society's orchestra at Cyrus. The orchestra leader was Dave Burney, one of Ben Burney's brothers. Ben appeared as guest conductor and liked Levant's musical abilities. He offered him a job, and Levant joined the Ben Burney Orchestra at the Roosevelt Hotel in the spring of 1925. Levant can be seen with Ben Burney and all the lads in the 1925 De Forest Phonofilm Suite, Georgia Brown, where Jack Pettis plays what may be the first jazz solo on film. Pettis recorded five sides for Jeanette with Jelly Roll Morton at the New Orleans Rhythm Kings on the 17th and 18th July 1923. In 1929, Ben Burney went to Europe with his band. He appeared in the Kit Kat Club and returned to New York on November 28, 1929. The headline in one of the columns in the March 10, 1930 issue of the New York Times proclaimed, "Nightclub on liner to be modernistic. Gaily colored decorations to set cabaret on Leviathan apart from rest of ship. Special orchestra hired." The USS Leviathan was completely renovated for its voyage of April 22, 1930. One of the major improvements was the addition of the Club Leviathan, where, quote, "A special orchestra led by Ben Burney will play for the club alone, and other orchestras will play for the regular dancing program on the ship." Okay, I'll finish the article after I play another couple of recordings. Let me go to now a jig walk, recorded on March 4th, 1936, and I will follow that with Up and at Them from March 23rd, 1926. And according to Rust, the composition of the band for these two recordings is the same as for the previous two recordings that I played. So let's listen then to Ben Burney in 1926. Thank you. Very nice arrangements, quite sophisticated, at least in my opinion. And you can hear Jack Pettis pretty well in those two recordings. He really added an extra dimension to the sound of the Ben Burney band. Now, I would like to go on with a couple of recordings. First, I Love Her, from June 3rd, 1926. The composition of the band is the same as in the previous four recordings, except that Oscar Levant is no longer present here. There is a vocal, and very interestingly, by the Keller Sisters and Lynch. Of course, Keller Sisters and Lynch recorded with Gene Golcat, with Bix. And one of the Keller Sisters, I forget which one now, got married to Jack Pettis. Okay, now I will follow that with a recording from July 19, 1926. Someone is Losing Susan. The band is the same, but the vocal here is by Frank Bessinger, who also recorded with Gene Golcat and Bix, Frank Wright, and Lester O'Keefe. So let's listen then to Ben Burney and his lads in 1926.
Thank you.
There is a very nice solo by Jack Pettis following the vocal by the Keller Sisters and Lynch in the tune I Love Her. Well, let me finish then with what I wrote for Ben Burney in the World War One registration cards. Ben Burney lost most of his fortune in the stock market crash. With his gift for chatter, his smooth delivery, and his engaging personality, Ben Burney was natural for radio. His most successful years were in the 1930s and 1940s in programs sponsored by Menon's Shaving Cream, Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer, Half and Half Tobacco, Bromo Seltzer, and Wrigley's Gum. During the war years, Burney made appearances in airplane and bomb factories throughout the USA. He caught pleurisy in Chicago in early 1943 and never fully recovered. He died in Beverly Hills, California on October 20, 1943. His body was flown to New York. Funeral services were held on October 28, 1943 at the Temple Rodef Shalom and were attended by 1,200 people. He was buried in Mount Hebron Cemetery, Queens, New York. Among the honorary pallbearers were Milton Berle, Abel Green, Damon Runyon, Walter Winchell, Billy Rose, George S. Kaufman, Phil Baker, Al Jolson, and Moss Hart. Ben Burney ended his radio broadcast with So Yossa, 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 or War Children. This is Ben Burney and all the lads. God bless you and pleasant dreams. All right, now let's continue with the music. First, from September 7, 1926, She's Still My Baby. The composition of the band is the same as for the previous recordings that I played. And I'll follow that with He's the Last Word, recorded on December 23rd, 1926. This is a Vocalion record, and the credit is given as L. Goring's Collegians. There is a vocal here. It's by Scrappy Lambert and Billy Hillpot. Again, Scrappy Lambert, one of the vocalists who recorded with Bix. So let's listen then to a couple of recordings by Ben Burney and his lads, 1926. Thank you. I forgot to mention that in She's Still My Baby there is a vocal by the Carter Sisters and Lynch again. All right, let's move on, and we are now in 1927, and this is January 28, 1927. Ain't She Sweet, another quintessential 1920s tune. The vocal again is by Scrappy Lambert and Billy Hillpot. I will follow that with a tune that Bix recorded. It's There's a Cradle in Caroline. This is from September 20, 1927. The composition of the band, this is now from Brian Rust Jazz Records, is Donald Bryan and Phil Hart on trumpet, Frank Salo on trombone, Norman Ronmos, Len Cavash on clarinet, alto sax, Jack Pettis clarinet, C melody, tenor sax, Nick Gerlach on violin, Al Goering on piano, Paul Nito on banjo, Max Rosen on brass bass, Sam Fink on drums, Jake and Sisson is the arranger, apparently. The vocal in There's a Cradle in Caroline is by Von der Leith. So let's listen then to Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra in 1927.
Coming down the street. Now I ask you very confidently, ain't he sweet, ain't he nice? Look her over once or twice. Now I ask you very confidently, ain't he nice?
Just cast an eye in her direction. Oh, me, oh, my, ain't that perfection?
I repeat, don't think that kind of neat. And I ask you very confidently,
going to wind up this program on Ben Burney's recordings with two tunes from December 23rd, 1927. composition of the band, I believe, is the same as for the previous one. First, let's misbehave, and then changes, of course, a tune that Bix recorded with Paul Whiteman. In Let's Misbehave, please pay attention to the obbligato by Jack Pettis behind the vocals by Scrappy Lambert and Billy Hillpott, who also take the vocal in the tune Changes. So let's listen then to Ben Burney in the year 1927.
And he's always changing those keys.
Well, we have come to the end of this program about recordings by Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra, or his LADS. I hope you have enjoyed this chronological survey, 1924-1927. We can see the change in style as we go from the earlier recordings, acoustic, into the electrical era, and how the style and the arrangements have changed. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.